Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Difficulty with this board tonight, but this is JB with the weekly radio show. JB's Lock It In. This is the week of Mr. Monster's Capital Punishment Race. It is going down this Saturday. If you didn't know, there's a lot of action locked in for this weekend at Mr. Monster Motorsports Capital Punishment. I'm just going to give a few that are locked in off the flyer. This week, we will have Kenny Beecham in the Enforcer taking on Carlos Wells in his Tempest. We will have Jason Gray in the Copperhead Mustang versus Kenny Beecham in the Headliner Mustang. We will have Benji from the Horseman taking on Wicked Bird in the Wicked Bird Thunderbird. We have Tricky Ricky and the Hillary 69 Camaro versus J.C. Richardson and his 69 Camaro. We will have Lou in Country Strong versus Justin Ellis in the Ugly Mustang piloted by Ricky Fox. We will have J.J. Rogers versus Mark Hayes. We will have Big Gene. Oh, hold on, let me stop that. We will have a mystery car taking on Mr. Wendell Howard and the Howard family's Hawk truck. And we will also have Jeff Rogers in his Mustang taking on Robbie Honeycutt from the Legion of Doom in his Cavalier. So that is going on this weekend at Mr. Monster Motorsports Capital Punishment Race. If anybody is trying to get anything they want to get locked in or something they want to get, you know, something they're looking for, definitely don't mind coming in and, you know, getting it across tonight. I'm going to try to fix this board real quick because I don't know what is going on with the board, but let's see if I can fix this board real quick. If I can get this board back going. See if I can get this thing going here. Gotta log in. Log into another site. Hold on. Alright, I'm getting it back up. I had to log in through something else. I don't know what's going on with the damn iPhones, man. I'm gonna have to give me something else, but let me see, I'm getting it back up right now. Guys, if y'all can give me one or two more minutes, I'm about to get this thing pumped back up. I just had to switch things over. I'm getting a little frustrated with this phone. I can't even tell y'all how frustrated I'm getting. I'm going to have to upgrade. It's just getting crazy. But I'm logging on with another phone, and we're going to get this thing going on. It's coming up right now.
Yo, 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 yo. What's that?
All right, guys, what's going on? Can y'all hear me now? I know, you know, I got a couple emails and messages saying that they couldn't hear, that the show, they couldn't hear anything, there wasn't any sound. I know Blog Talk, I just called in to Blog Talk, the little guy, you know, the IT guy, he said Blog Talk did an update. So I'm still trying to get this thing all figured out. All right, let's see if it's working now. 610-656-2422. Your mic is open. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, JB. You just came
all
right, live
there we
right
go.
Now.
Yeah. All
now,
right,
now
there
we
go.
Live. Life action camera.
All right, man. I'm sorry for all this, man. I don't get on this thing every day. I get on it on Thursdays, but, you know, I guess Blog Talk went through a live update today, and it looks pretty sweet. I just got all the bells and whistles. I just don't know how to make it work.
You
know,
all right, hold on, JB. Give me one second. I'll be right back with you.
All right. That's the pizza gangster. The pizza gangster is in the house, y'all. Yes, the pizza gangster.
Got it, my dear. Have a good one. Thank you.
Yeah, JB, I'm back.
All right. So, hey, pizza gangster, I got a question. Now, one of your guys from your area, up in that area, is coming down to do business with the ugly Mustang. Yes, Jada Mack is coming down to do business with the ugly Mustang. Now, who do you like in that race?
If the race, listen, that if I'm going to stay neutral on that. I got to keep my I'm going to stay neutral on that one. But if the race goes off, I can't see that race going off, but I would have to go with ugly. Honestly, God, truth. I thought I'd stay neutral, but I don't think J-Man got enough to cover that.
Okay, there we go. That's one for – and look, I was telling the audience, man, that's one race that, you know, I can't wait to see. I mean, you know, I'm looking to see something different, you know, something – a little battle on the 28th because the guys on the 28th, they've been talking and talking about who's the baddest and – you know, I want to see that race, and then I don't know if you're coming down, but I think they got some other races locked in this week, and they got a good pro mod style race locked in between Jeff Rogers in the Enforcer Mustang versus Rob Honeycutt in the Legion of Doom Cavalier. They are going head to head to the 8th mile, heads up, and it's a boy. I'm going to tell you, I don't know if you got Facebook, but these two guys have been going on it they've been going at it for a while, and it's time to do battle. It's time because they ready. I can tell they're ready.
What's the weather looking like for Saturday?
Weather's looking real good now for Saturday. The weather up until 9 o'clock, it's a 60% chance of rain. But after 9, it goes completely off to partly sunny and, partly sunny. And I think it's supposed to be in a high up in the 70s.
There you go.
But yeah, it's
what time did you open up?
Let me see. Let me look at this. Because I don't want to tell you one thing, and the gates open up a totally. Here we go. Flyer right here. Gates open at 10, and they running all the way to 11 o'clock.
Well, there you go. That should be good. That should be a packed house, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see it. All right, here we go. I got another caller in the queue. 301-848-4879. Your mic is open, sir. How you doing?
What's good, baby? What's good?
I ain't doing that, man. I'm just talking to the pizza gangster, giving him a little heads up on this, man. I'm learning this new panel on this radio show, and it's been acting crazy.
It's been acting ugly, like it is going to be Saturday.
That's right.
I've been quiet for a little bit. I'm back.
Okay. So what's going on, Mr. Montana? Is the ghost gonna be in the house too?
I ain't even gonna say nothing.
Oh, okay. So you gonna let the car speak for itself if it show up or not?
We shall see.
Okay. Yeah, I can't get the boys to talk a little bit, man. The boys ain't talking about who they like in this race, you know.
But you already know. You give me the whole run there, and I'll let you have it. I really think I'm – when am I – am I like 20-1? Like, seriously.
Yeah, I can honestly say you've been pretty good on giving me the outcomes, and, you know, I think you're right. You are pretty good with that.
Out there listening, please bet against me. Please take Jada Mack this week.
So you are hoping that anybody on this radio show tonight will come in and take Jada Mack tonight for some side money?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, I want
yes,
to see.
Yes, sir. Find me in the staging lanes. Find me before the staging lanes. Because when I'm in the staging lane, that's different. Find me before the staging lanes.
All right, so all you got to do. All right, so, hey, that's all. That's to all you listeners out there right now. If you're looking for a bet on the Jada Mack ugly race and you like Jada Mack, that was French Montana said y'all can get with him because he is looking for a bet.
I don't know if my little cousin online or not, but he could cover a lot too. I don't know if he on there or not. I don't know if he was going to speak up, but he's on the show.
Uh-oh, so you got somebody else on the show. They said they can cover a couple too, huh?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, how much they trying to cover?
I don't discuss numbers over the phone. We keep it like that.
But he looking to cover a few bets. That's all everybody need to know, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I can tell you this, you know, I can't wait till this race go off, man. I mean, I really, I'm a small tie guy, I guess, you know. Everybody else got everybody got their choices, but I like the small tie stuff, and I can't wait till this race go off because I always like I said, I love the small tie stuff, and as you know, these are two small tie vehicles going at it, and, you know, may the best man win, and, you know, the action is going to be good. I think the action is really going to be good.
Uh-huh. Hey, JB, I didn't mean to cut you off. His number, his middle number is 978-6959. Open him up. Let him speak for himself. That way I won't be putting words in the man's mouth, but I'm sure he's going to say what I say.
All right, let's see if I can get him open here. All right, let's see. Get this switchboard up.
You got to turn the second stage on.
Yeah, I must have to. Lord, have mercy. Jeez. Oh, no. Give me my old board back. This is crazy. All right, well, hold on. I'll tell you what. I'm going to do this. We're gonna make this happen. What was the number again?
301-978-78-69-59.
All right.
59.
Yes, sir.
59.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, JB?
I heard you taking any bets on...
Any side bets. No, hold. Any side bets against Jada Mack. I like Ugly. And any side bets, whoever like Honeycutt, come see me. Please do. Against Jack Rogers.
Okay, so... There's two bets on there. So anybody that likes Jeff Rogers, I mean, or anybody that likes Honeycutt, you want them to come see you. And anybody that likes Jada Mack, they can come see you as well. Is that right?
The phone must have went off. He was just on there. He still on there?
He must have dropped. Let's see. I'm gonna try to reboot it again. But yeah, he must have dropped. I mean, he was on there. He was talking. He said he would. You know, anybody that likes Jada Mack or anybody that likes Honeycutt, please come see him because he is looking for side bet action.
Yeah, it should be fun, man. It should be a good one. Hopefully, that's enough. Weather stay off. It should be a cool one.
Yeah, I think we good on the weather. I checked it just a while ago, and NOAA, the best thing, smoking. I'm going to tell you, that NOAA site, you know, that National Oceanic, whatever, it just said that it's supposed to rain in the morning, clear off by 9 or 10, and, you know, from rest on, it's racing weather. So I think we good. I really think we good. And, you know, I think the boys tried. There's some people that tried to do a rain dance, but really, I think that rain dance is cut short. So,
yeah. So, in other words, it will be ugly.
That's
what you're trying to hit around.
It will be. And, I mean, you know, if anybody want to know who I like, that's who I like. You just said it right. Right, nice.
You gotta say like this: the opposite of pretty.
The opposite of pretty.
It is. That's all you gotta say. Once you say the opposite of pretty, it's ugly.
So the opposite of all I gotta say is the opposite of pretty.
That's it. And walk away.
I like that. So opposite
all you gotta
of
do
pretty.
Is walk away.
And give him the fadeaway.
Man, give him the Kobe look. That's what you do. Give him the Kobe look after he hit a game winner. They get the point.
I like that. I can deal with that. Oh, here we go. He back in. Your cousin
back
is
in.
Back in.
Hello?
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, French.
Man, what's going on, man? What's going on?
I don't know what
your,
happened,
your
man.
Your track phone you got, man.
Nah, I don't know what's wrong with this iPhone.
Gonna call, man. We on the show. You gonna call and hang up. I'm gonna get on.
I can't be mad at him right now because I really think he might be on to something because my phone doing the same. Now I'm starting to think it really might not be this update or whatever. It might be this shitty ass iPhone, man. I'm really up right now, man. I mean, I don't know myself either, but, you know, like the man said he is riding with Ugly and Jeff Rogers on both of those races. So let me see if I can scroll down and get somebody to take some of this money or get some of this side action. Let's see if we can get this thing working here.
Are you a fan?
Hey, we're not doing no numbers on the phone, though. No numbers. Wait till we get to the track. We're going to talk numbers.
I understand. I just want to see, you know, is anybody betting with the guys, you know? I mean, I want to see who betting with who. I mean,
Oh, it has to be a few that's betting with Jada Mac. I'm sure in the DMV. I mean, come on, it's the DMV. It got to be.
Let's open this mic. 804-731-4629. Who do you like on Jada Mac versus the Ugly Mustang?
Man, give me that Ugly Mustang, man.
There you go. There goes another. Now, who do you like on the Enforcer, Jeff Rogers, versus Robbie Honeycutt?
Executioner, JB.
Oh, yeah, the Executioner, Jeff Rogers, versus Honeycutt from the Legion of Doom.
I don't know if it's hard to call, but I got to lean toward Jeff.
God damn.
Damn, we can't get no muffin.
Hey, look. Hey, that man said he's smart with his money just like everybody else.
I ain't mad at you, running
there. All you got to do is go there and cut that tree down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you right, running there.
Yeah, go there and cut that tree down.
Who cut the tree down, Honeycutt?
No, you.
Oh, yeah, you right.
It ain't but 676.
All right.
What other races going on, JB?
Huh?
I said, what other races is going on? That way, see if I can go undefeated.
Well, let's see what we got. Here we go. Who you like, Kenny Beecham versus Carlos Wells? Kenny Beecham and the Enforcer Camaro versus Carlos Wells in the
Not, no disrespect, no harm, but Kenny Beecham with space. Matter of fact, I'm going to
Kenny Beecham with the gap.
I'm going to start something. We don't do gaps, so I don't know where gaps is. I'm used to restraining order. It ain't going to be close. It ain't come close.
So, won't even. All right, so what I just heard, that. There's space in there.
Yeah, yes, sir.
All right. Jason Gray, your uncle, Mr. Do It for the Vine, versus Kenny Beach.
Copyhead.
All right. Benji,
Kenny
in the Monte Carlo, I think he still calls it the Who's Next, Monte Carlo versus Wicked Bird's T-Bird.
Benji.
All right, Tricky Ricky and the Hillary family Camaro versus J.C. Richardson.
J.C.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to say J.C. too, man. That'll be a good one,
about,
though. That's going to be a good one.
What about Big Lou and the Country Strong Camaro versus Justin Ellis and the Fox Boys Mustang, and right with the Fox Boy, Ricky Fox piloting the Mustang? Now, as you
come
know,
on,
Lou
man.
Is...
Come on,
man.
Hey, JB, come on, JB.
Lou is getting the back tie, so are we betting on space, or are we betting on a win?
We're betting on a light.
In space. Is he going to gap us?
Yeah, no, are you betting that Ricky put space on Lou, or are we just betting on the win?
Nah, we got to bet on the win, because that's a gamble.
That's going to be a gamble.
That's a close race, this. That's
yeah, I can understand that one. I can give y'all that one.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one there, man. But, I mean, come on now. I mean, it's going to get ugly, like I say.
So it's going to get
Calling
ugly.
With you.
Huh?
You
what you say, running back?
Lewis calling with the win if he got the kick.
No, he got the
bad tie.
Same thing.
Okay,
hey, please find me and him. Please do. Both of us. Please find both of us.
I could put it in a birthday card or a Christmas card, however you wanted to wrap it up in. I can do that.
Yes, sir.
Fill it up to the collection plate too, please.
I sure hope it don't.
So y'all, what y'all saying is you hope Mr. Running Bear come see y'all.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Who's to say I might buy him a hamburger and something to drink with his money.
I'll be there with JC. I ain't gonna be able to bring my car down right now, but I'll be there with JC.
Okay, that's cool, buddy. We'll get up with you, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for getting us the bet.
That'll
work. Probably somebody.
So what you say? You finally got a bet, huh?
Yeah, finally.
Just find me hanging around JC trailer up there sometime.
Okay. Like, I ain't gonna come around if y'all busy, man, you know, but like I said, we find each other before the race, that's cool.
Okay.
I ain't gonna hunt you down for it enough. I ain't that pressed, but like I said, we see each other there. Most definitely.
Okay. All right, that'll work.
I hear that. The boy's trying to get it in. I hear that.
I sure wish I could get into some of that action, JB. But I got the quarter cut off my car right now.
Okay, so you're getting it back together, though.
Yeah, I pulled the axle off the other day. It bent the rim, busted the tire, and it broke the wheelwood brake system on that side and messed the studs up on the axle, so I got to get another axle.
Man,
I almost got it all back to go.
You be back out before the end of the year, right?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope I'll be back before the last ladies' night, which is the last of October.
Yeah. And I hope the same, man. I like when you run Hell Yeah. That's a good race there.
I want him back. I want him again, man. I want him one more time before he gives up.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good match there.
Yeah. I like to go the quarter mile with him, though.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So, what you say, running back? You like to take him on to the big end for one time before the year out?
One time before the year, I want to take him to 13-20, the whole goddamn thing.
Oh, that's nice. That 13-20. That sound good too.
Yeah, that's a lot of acres there.
Yeah, I think. Running back, would this be the first time you ever went to the big end with somebody?
Since I had this car, I ran a boy, been with it with a Mustang. Took him to the big end, but hell, he ain't never hollered lead a damn tree, so I ain't called that now a race. I just collected that money, you know what I'm saying?
So basically, you took him to the deep waters and he couldn't swim.
He couldn't swim, man. He just drowned.
Yeah, dang.
See, I know. Hell yeah, he gonna swim like one of them Olympic swimmers. So we gonna be out there. I'm gonna tell you.
I hear you.
I know. I'm going from point A to point B, and I know he's going too. It's gonna be a good one.
Man, I don't mean to get off the racing subject, but since I can't find a bet, anybody out here want to bet on the Packers game tonight? I'm a diehard Packers fan. Please speak up. We can bet numbers. We don't got to bet the W because I already know we're going to win.
Damn, another cheesy.
Yes,
or, sir. Hey, he ain't the only one, baby. Lambo here, too. We struggling a little bit, but we about to take this back. We about to go 3-2 tonight. So yeah,
oh,
we go.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Yeah, I'll take the money on a little action tonight. Shoot, but I'm going to tell you right now, running back, who is I want to ask you something. Who is locked in tomorrow for ladies' night at Dinwiddie?
I don't know if there's anybody locked in. I ain't heard no talk about it. I talked to Joe today. He ain't say nothing about it. I don't know if anybody locked in for ladies' night. But I'm going up there.
Oh, okay. So you definitely going up there, but you don't know if anybody is locked in right now.
No, I don't know. I don't know. Anybody that need a driver? I need to drive some.
Oh, Lord. So if anybody need a driver, you are willing to escort they ride.
Damn right. Long as that motherfucker go, long as it ain't slow.
Let me see. Hold on, let me see who I got somebody. I got somebody trying to get on, and let's see. I'm gonna have to get him on myself. God damn it. All right. All right, here we go. Let me call this number in.
Hello?
Sorry about that, sir. I'm having technical difficulties with this iPhone tonight. I can only see half of my callers, but I saw your number at the bottom, and I said he must want to get in, so let me go ahead and just call him in and make it easy on myself.
I appreciate it. How everybody doing? I heard them talking. You never know, running back. I make a phone call. We might have to put you in there, but we got to take that Budweiser out of your hand.
I know.
That's what I say. God damn, I got to make sure you're straight now. I'm going to put that horse up under their ass now. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
Good. I miss y'all, man. How everybody doing tonight? DeAndre, I hear you on there. What's up, boy?
What's up, man? What's up? Everybody doing good?
Man, y'all got your hands full, man. Lou told me he gonna have to let that thing loose. He got to put some timing in that hussy.
Man, like I say, Lou a good dude. This should be a good one. Ain't nothing much something to do, but I mean.
Yeah. Hey, JB, you ain't finished going down through the list. There's still some more heavy hitters on there, man.
All right, well, let's go. Well, let me go ahead and let's. All right, let me get the list.
Do ladies' night, because that's first. Do ladies' night, since that's tomorrow.
Well, see, I just got ladies' night off, and I just heard from Running Bear. They don't have anything really locked in yet.
JB, I said that I don't know. I don't know. They have something locked in, but I don't know about it.
Yeah, the only thing I did see some earlier on the page, but see, I don't know if that's a locked-in race, Monster, so I can't say anything about it. There was a talk about a race between the little young boy Trey and that the Dancy boys, but I don't think that's going to go down. They said that I don't know, that didn't look like it was going down, and there was another race being talked about, but I don't think, I know Jimmy Riddle wanted, you know, to do something with Kenny Beecham. I know they're going to have to. Kenny, I know, is coming up there. I think Kenny and the boys are coming up there tomorrow. So, you know, they're coming up there for the weekend. So I know they wanted to get that done, but, you know, that's another one that's going to have to take place at another time. But other than that, I don't know of any other thing that is locked in for tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully somebody text you if they get it.
Monster, I got somebody that wants to get in here with you. And, you know, like I said, I'm having some technical difficulty, so I'm just calling people in that's trying to get in, so this will still work. This person that I'm calling in, you know quite well. Yeah, you. There you go. Sir, I have Monster Jones on the line for you.
Who that?
Oh, shit, I thought you was calling somebody. God damn it, I done had enough of him today.
How you doing, Monster? What's going on?
Hey, man, I miss you. I can't wait to see you on Saturday. I'm going to wear your ass out.
You're going to see me tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to be there tomorrow. I got something I got to do. Get ready for Saturday. Hey, Pete, while I got you on the phone, we need to get something cleared up here real quick.
I'm listening.
All right. J.J. Rogers Mustang versus Mark Hayes' Mustang. Who you like?
Man, what kind of question is that? You really?
Just say JJ and shut up, please.
Oh, man, I'm waiting for this one. Please tell me. If I say JJ, I'm going to fall off the truck. Come on, man.
Off the truck. I pray you fall off the truck.
Well, I like Marquez.
Oh, please.
Oh, you like Marquez? Well, Pete, my wife told me she's going to do like your wife did. I got to get the hell off of here and help cook for Saturday to feed y'all's ass. I'm feeding y'all's ass. That's a pain in the ass. I got to feed you and count your damn money. This ain't fair to me, but I'll take it.
Hey, so. Hey, Marza, I got a question for you. How many times have you won in the bet against us?
couple. I won a lot of your money with JC.
Hold on. Well, how many have you lost?
Two. I'm 2-2.
Monster, really?
Yeah. Remember, I counted all y'all money. Y'all stopped talking to me that night down Buzz Creek. I counted all y'all damn money. Remember? Hey, let me finish up. Just let me talk for a minute. What's this horseman, this unknown mystery car versus Wendell Howard and the Hawk family, Hawk truck? What's the mystery car? Just go ahead and let the shit out the bag, because you know you two-sided, so I got to get the shit where I can.
I can't do it.
Okay. You going to post the picture tomorrow?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. So who you like, Wendell Howard or your mystery car?
Mystery car.
Okay. All right. Now, here's the one that's got everybody around the D.C. metropolitan area in an uproar here tonight because of your ass.
Oh, man. I'm waiting for this one.
Jeff Rogers Motorsports and the ProMod Mustang versus the Legion of Doom Rod Huntercutt ProMod Cavalier. Now, I have a question. Are we going a quarter mile or eighth mile? Because it got confusing today with all that. No, they got a little hurry on there today, you know?
I don't know. I thought it was eighth mile, but, I mean, they might have changed it. I don't know, Monster.
I like to keep them eighth mile we're going to prep down there. But if they're going to go to quarter, I was told tonight that we're going to need about 15 or 20 minutes to drag. Because they want to drag it at least down there 4 or 5 times on both lanes. So either way, we'll talk before it's time for them to.
Hey, for quarter, Riley's going to win. So it'll make a difference.
Yeah. Monster, I don't mean to cut you off, sir. I just want to place a little bet. Cargo, you want to place a little bet too?
Hey, tell him
how much you want to lock in, man.
Go find me at the trailer. We can place a bet on the raise and on the reaction time, too, since y'all say Robbie ain't going to leave first. We can bet on the reaction time, too.
No, we bet on the win.
I'm going to bet y'all on both, the win light and the reaction time, since y'all say Robbie's
not
going
to
leave.
I'm not going to do no reaction time because I'm not going to be able to. I can care less about the reaction time.
Oh, okay.
I can bet this. It'll be space. We can do that.
Yeah, now we can bet on the race and bet on the space, too. That's what we can do.
Okay, we can do it. And since I feel good tonight, it's Thursday and my pack is playing, I bet you a cheeseburger.
I bet you a cheeseburger.
God damn, DeAndre, you sound like me.
Yeah, I ain't gonna look. I'm going to bet you on that race. You're going to find me when Copy and Kenny run. You be sure to find me, too, on that race, too.
Right. Oh, yes, sir. You going to be our partner. You better stand beside us.
I'm going to
buy
y'all
like
this.
Well, I can't wait. I'm gonna break.
You want some French fries too, Pete? In a funnel cake? Hey, I do have one question. Hey, look, now I want a cheeseburger, fries, and a funnel cake, but I want a diet drink, diet coke.
Well, remember, my wife feeds your ass anyway, Pete. So you ain't gonna get the so goddamn much anyway after you eat her food. Cause damn, Lou gonna try to eat all the damn chicken. So. But I got a question for you. I need to go back up and straighten up something that was Kenny Beecham's Enforcer Camaro versus Carlos' Tempest. Now, let me tell you where I'm at with this. Y'all better be ready. That's all I'm going to say.
Man, all I'm going to tell you this right here, and I'm done with it. When the lights turn green, Kenny going up on the road by himself.
Hey, Monster, you know I got the most respect, but you also know we that friendly too. So I'm gonna have to get you with that one too.
Yes, oh yeah, you double sided me too. You ain't first wife too, you huh?
No, I'm betting for real. I'm betting smart. I'm just being honest.
DeAndre, which way are you going with Jason and the Copperhead Mustang versus Beecham's Headliner?
Let me ask you a question. Is Aaron Rodgers number 12?
Them color boys is rough, ain't they?
Hey, Marshall, but that man in a bad spot. He really want to bet with Kenny, but he got to lose with his family. So I understand he was in a bad situation.
That Benji and Wicked Bird going to get a little rough, man. Look, Wicked Bird looked pretty good last week down there.
I'm betting on daylight.
Oh, shit.
I got a big problem.
I got a real big problem I saw tonight. Now, I'm a little confused. Rick posted how he wanted to do it, and everybody on, well, Greg was the one confusing. JC said he'd take it any way y'all want it. Now, exactly tell the fans tonight how that race going to go down, because I just got a text on a couple other. We got to call Styles. He got all the runs. He got all kind of races going.
It's kind of like, but they're going to do two races.
Mm-hmm.
They're working it out now, but they're going to, when you come off the trailer, instead of making the solo runs, they're going to bet and run off the trailer, and then they're going to come back for come back and run again for the same amount of money on the next one.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete, now let me ask you a question, and I want you to be honest with me. Didn't you witness Rick cut that silver truck up a couple months ago up there?
Hey,
and everybody betted against him?
Well, guess what? I'm going against him again. Hey, I like JC.
Okay.
He's going to rule by himself, too.
I like JC, too, but I got to bet with my homie, you know?
Hey, ain't no wrong with it. Hey, everybody like who they like. To me, it's a good race. I mean, you know, fuck it. Let's do something, you know?
Yeah.
I like, just so everybody knows,
we ain't got to worry about no track prep. I got the baddest man on the East Coast. I got Mark Westwood there.
That's the problem right there. Y'all ain't got no power, so y'all can go down any racetrack. When you get that good prep, can we turn that power down?
Hey, Pete.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete. I got a friend in here right now for you, Pete. He said he got a black Camaro, and that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, Lord. Hey, Miles, as I was saying for JB interrupting me,
you still running, goddammit. Don't try to overtalk the situation. You still fucking running.
There we go.
Hold on, because you've been doing this duck and dodging shit all fucking week. And y'all done pissed me off.
Hold on, man.
And I'm fucking jumping on y'all ass.
Oh, no.
Goddammit, y'all trying to run me for more money than I got.
Stop lying. Hold on. You said you had 1,000 miles, right? He said 500 off the trailer, then 500 on the second race. That's 1,000 miles. Who part of those
dollars? Okay. All right. Right now, it's no problem with that. And I just told you that on Facebook. But look how fucking long it took y'all to agree to that. You see what I'm saying? I've been chasing y'all all week about that shit.
Guess what? The chain's over.
Today, when the shit come up, you talking about... Say what?
It's over. You got the race. Stop crying. Goddamn. And then we're talking about it. Get your ass in the lane. Get your ass with it.
We passed the point of the race being locked in. We talking about how y'all fucking crying and shit over a race. You know what I'm saying? Y'all talking about I got the advantage because this is my track. If I came to fucking Dinwiddie, I'd run the man off the track. I'm not coming here. You see what I'm saying? It don't matter where the fuck I race at. I'm calling and
all
they run on the trailer.
Man. Okay, that's fine. You got your race. It's done, deal. It's done, man. Hey, that's awkward, you buddy. The shit locked in, y'all gonna race. Simple.
So y'all really, you really shattered me for real, because I wanted to run for the whole 1,000 off this break. I wanted to fuck y'all up. You know, I was trying to come up on something this weekend.
You
messing up my hustle.
Hey, Pete, I had a question for you.
I'm listening.
Okay, now, I have a really instrumental question, okay? As I said a couple minutes ago, when that black Camaro, 3-4 months ago, cut that silver truck up, everybody was like, oh, no, no, no.
Pause. Man, we ain't gonna keep on going back to it. Man, that shit did, man. We talking about Saturday.
Okay.
Anybody going
back
to it, that shit did. That money been spent.
It ain't.
It's gone.
It's still alive.
Yeah, just like that.
It's still alive. That's why y'all got so much animosity and hatred towards me, because it's still alive. Damn it!
Man, I don't hate nobody. I just love races.
Me as an individual. You don't hate me as a personal individual. You hate me as a racer because I fucked JC up. We're the big motor.
No.
Look at your voice ain't got high. No.
Whatever you say. Hey, guess what? The good thing about it, if both pots locked in for both races. You ain't got to worry, but if you win the first one, then guess what? You can put all that back up and bet the 15 on the second one. So guess what? You still getting your hustle on. So
Well, nigga, brother.
There you go.
You got your race, bro. You got what you got. So all that's going to be good regardless.
Hey,
you
JB.
You might
I'm
going to add
what y'all got, too.
Well, the only thing you can do is win a little bit of money, man. That's all you can do. I ain't crying, buddy. Shit. It's just money.
Yeah. Yeah, you nervous now. I could tell, Pete. You nervous.
Hey, I ain't look. All week, monster. I ain't never chased nobody that long for them to be ducking me like that. The little smoke train, fireworks. Non-tuning joker, you know what
that's
I'm saying?
All that you is correct. All that you is.
Yep. And, hey, and I'm gonna show you.
All that you is. You hit the nail on the head that time.
Yeah. There you go. Calling names again. I'm gonna
see,
get
you
back.
See what the fireworks and the smoke look like come Saturday.
Yeah.
They put freight trains up and everything, Rick. I'm like, okay. When they come across that bridge, man.
I made changes. I don't even think I'm going to test the car. I'm just leaving then and now, getting ready to go fuck with it. I know we ain't going to track them off. And I'm going to come in here Saturday and fuck y'all up.
Oh, shucks.
Damn, boy. Let's
heard
it
all
like
before.
That. We going to go to commercial break on that note.
Hey, I got a question for you,
so,
JB.
Where the boss is at, goddammit? Run the Grudge in commercial shit.
Hey, Rick. Hey, yeah. Rick. Who you like with the two young guns, AJ Green and Horse Wallace? Who you like, man?
That's a toughie because I don't know anything about AJ Green.
Right.
I
like AJ for anybody out there that's listening.
Okay.
That's
going to be a good race, ain't it?
I know a little bit about, rather what I've seen Horse Car run, but that don't grant that. That's what they do all out, you know, with they bracket race. So I don't know. So I got to stay mutual on that because I don't really know.
All right. Now, Wicked Bird is running Mark Jones, I heard. Mark called me and said he's running Wicked Bird going.
I think he's giving Mark the back time. I like Mark with space.
Anybody ask you who you like, Pete? Anybody talking to you right now? So you we ain't talking to you till Saturday.
Well, I still like
Mark Jones. What do you call his car? That name sounds familiar.
The Black Assassin.
Black what? Oh, Mark Jones with the Nova.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're going all the way down. They're going all the way down yonder to the top.
They're
right?
Going deep waters.
What style giving them? Just the back tire?
Yeah, I like Mark with space.
Hey, Monster Jones.
Hmm?
I just got an email I just got a message from Al Marlowe. He said he will be on a slick on the hill this weekend looking for action.
Oh. Is that Camaro?
Guys, I will be right back. I just had that was some good news. I will be right back.
Oh,
Talk to you guys later.
Hey, JV.
Yo.
I guess you ain't heard the big one that's going to happen.
You talking about Ugly and the truck?
No, not just that's huge, Ugly in the truck. But I'm talking about the other one.
What truck, Katrina?
He's running the what's that truck? The Jada Mack, the Hoodlum.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about Ice and Pumpkin versus Carlos.
Yeah, that should be something right there.
Yeah, ooh. Man, you got the whole DC coming to see that. You hear me?
Ice and Pumpkin and the Country Boy. It's hard to beat that one.
You talking about that 2000 like Pontiac?
Yeah.
Gotta ride with Pumpkin.
Okay.
See, it's hard to pick this shit. Carlos been so secretive, he ain't seen him run this year. So, shit, it's hard to pick on that one.
I haven't seen the car run in years, but I'm going by when the last time I seen it. Yeah, I got Rebel Pumpkin.
Oh, okay. Hey, I just got a text from CJ with the Nova. He looking for somebody, one small block on one hit. Maybe that little pickup truck. The pickup truck just sent me a text. Ty Weedon's nephew. What is it, the one that ran down there last week to the bounty hunter?
Talking about Travis Slowpoke?
Yeah. I'll work on that tomorrow. But dang on, it's a bunch of more races.
You talking about Travis?
I don't know. Hey, Rick, call Wicked Bird, see if he'll pick up. He can tell you everything going on. He know every guy.
That's a cool chassis car, though.
Oh, is that CJ?
No, little CJ. CJ with the Nova. Street car.
Oh.
Oh, CJ Kent.
You know CJ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, CJ. He want to get in on the action. I got to look out for everybody. Little guys is the most important. Except for Pete. He ain't a little guy. He an ass. I'm going to get his ass. I ain't lying.
Hey, Mr. Monster.
Huh?
Now, I'm just getting on the show here a little bit after 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Have you touched on the race, Charlie Brown and Benji?
Well, we gotta make a test hit before we commit to that, Rick. We gotta make a test, and as a matter of fact, I gotta put you in the seat of that thing to make sure that thing get on down through there. Charlie told me make sure I get you there so we can definitely set something up to run with Benji later on that night. We are excited about that. Everybody's there, Benji.
Man, you can get your ass beat at 6 o'clock. You ain't gotta wait all night. You can get your ass moving at 6 o'clock.
What that little retired boy say? Too many people talking. Say that again real slow.
He can get his ass cutting at 6 o'clock. He don't have to wait all night.
Hey, Pete, I hope y'all bring y'all Mercedes over here so we can kick y'all's ass in the Mercedes, too. I just thought about that.
What Mercedes do I need to bring over
to? The one y'all got down there in that garage.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm going to cut your nuts out. We coming down Colonial Beach to run you. I'm going to make the wife drive down there just to whoop that ass down there on your home track next week. Well, Brittany want to know why you ignored her. They were waiting on you because they're going to light them horsemen ass up today. You hear me?
I've seen it. I've been trying not to.
He said he was ignoring
you. All that stuff that's going on.
He said he's too busy to message you today. Hey, Rick,
Wait, hold on, Moss. So I understand this correctly now. We're going to run at 6 o'clock for 500 and 8 o'clock for 500. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what Greg said. So, yeah.
Okay.
See if we can get Styles on the phone. He can tell you. He got so many races, it's insane, man.
Styles got like three races himself. He got Mark Jones, then he got
Hello?
Benji.
Then he's going to get Mark more than one. On the phone right now.
Yeah, see, he got about four races himself.
Well, I just got a text about, did you guys know that Lawrence Jones is running Barry Adams?
Yeah, man, you late on that. We know about that.
Who this?
That's who.
Don't worry about it. Who else knows about everything?
Oh, Lord, it's you. It's that one. As John McCain said. Yeah, that one. What's up, color boy?
Hey, Doug, what's up? Y'all called me.
Well, goddamn it, we need you to do some pre-all work. Goddamn it, you ain't done nothing all week but start shit all week.
Nah.
Hey, Mazda.
Huh?
Have some packing guards in the track, Sergeant, please.
I don't need no packing guards.
Yeah, man, hey, man, Wickenberg got three races, man. If he get his ass busted all three races, he would need some packing guards.
Why? All them races is locked and all them races is won. Pete, y'all get that $6,000 up yet?
I already got it. I don't need no help with that. All you need to get the track with it.
Hey, Styles, what you asking, Styles?
Huh?
Did he have that $6,000 locked up yet? From the time that you posted that till maybe like 9 o'clock, 8:50 ish, they just replied to that.
Hold on.
You sound like a dude in the barbershop. Hold on. You started at the spot. You start a show or something. Hold on.
It's not internet.
From 5 o'clock.
You've been on the damn internet all day, man. Go ahead with that,
Paul.
I bet you from 4:30. I'm working on my race car. From 4:30 to but 7:30, I didn't say nothing. I'm working on the race car. So you can't tell
man,
me.
Man, whatever. But why was you working on the race car when you had to get that bread out?
Man, I don't even. $6,000
money,
man. I don't give a fuck about
$6,000. I know you don't. That's why you ain't get it out. We said one shot off the trailer.
I'll tell you what you do. Bring
grand.
The $6,000. I bet you get covered. I bet you did. Bring that $6,000.
Nah, no. Hold. Look, I
it's
can
a difference,
like
it's
I told
a difference between bringing it and logging it in.
There
hold
you
on,
go.
I bring
you
the
$6,000. I can. No, here's the thing. We could lock in $10,000. When we ran Fuji, y'all ain't had no more money. You see what I'm saying? We lost, but the thing was, huh? Pete, you used everything you had. Yeah, because you was
with
them. There you go. You put it in the pot.
And
they couldn't come up with no more. That doesn't matter, Pete. At the end of the day, I still won. Y'all understand. At the end of the day, I still won. But like I'm saying, okay, well, that's good. But y'all ain't winning come Saturday.
Well,
we don't care if it rains. All we need is to get those 8 races off.
That's
this
right.
Race ain't getting postponed.
No,
don't care if
don't
no fans
to
show up.
I
don't care if no. We already know who it is. That ain't going to happen. And like Mark talking about this 5-0 mess, I see he ain't want to bet that. Y'all don't want to bet nothing.
Hold on.
Let me tell y'all something, man. Hold on. John, Pete, you and your whole Virginia, your little horseman clique, where shit, you're the only one that's talking. You and John ain't even really got on there. But between you and Mark, y'all motherfuckers ain't never in the history of racing going on around here been this fucking quiet before a race all week. Y'all been trying to talk shit, but y'all been really on low all week. You know, we've been hounding y'all ass all week. Y'all been coming up with all kind of excuses about this and this and that. Y'all talk about the fucking rain. There's 90% chance of rain. Yo, man. You know what I'm saying? We hopping for a rain dance. Who the fuck rung it up? Ain't nobody at MAG say nothing about no rain. We ain't worried about no rain.
What you need to do is talk to Marco over there. I didn't remember the rain either. Don't take what
he with you.
Me.
But he with y'all. No. Y'all kill me with that. Don't talk about. Y'all always talking about, wait a minute, Pete. Didn't you say ain't no iron team and everything y'all say is a team? So stick with Mark said team, Leeds of the Doom, Mark Hill Racing, or whatever, Mark's Racing, and the Horsemen.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all all together. That's right.
Well,
we ain't worried about no
name.
Hey, look. He was out playing the weatherman, and he made a mistake. It's not going to rain. So, fuck it.
Oh, no.
We the detectives on the first 48 and then the fucking snitching. All
they got
to do is lock
them
up, and they get to talking.
I don't want to see it rain. I don't want to see the fucking rain.
I got a question for you. Now, I just got another text from James. Short Dog running Lou and Michi running the Alley Boys Mustang. So my question to you is, Short Dog and Lou going at it, they running that shakedown?
Supposed to be, yeah. I think it's supposed to be 6 o'clock.
Okay. That'll work. Man, I got to get with you because Styles Gray take over this thing and give us the – he got all kind of stuff set up, man.
I know Troy said that he was looking for Wookiee Bird too, Lou. He said Styles –
Here we go. Wait a minute, man. Why everybody got to look for that? I got 3 races. I got Mark Jones first off the trailer. Then I got Benji. Then I'm giving Mark the 1-1 through the quarter.
Yeah.
And if time permits. Go ahead.
Well, you know how you and Troy is, man. Y'all got your own little thing going on. I don't know.
That's fine. Troy needs to. All he got to do is. I mean, look, this the end of the year. After I finish running this race here, then Shelby going to be driving the car the rest of the year, as long as the weather permits. So y'all better get me come Saturday.
Nah.
As long as the motor don't go and trains don't go, I'm running that car to death. It's going to be just like a bracket car.
What you know?
You can call it what you want. Well, y'all gonna find out come Saturday.
And it's funny how y'all ain't say a word about me taking care of Giganto, and y'all couldn't take care of him. Y'all went on the red light.
Oh, if I'm mistaken, Benji beat him and Lewis beat him, so,
Nah, y'all beat him on a win light. Man, y'all ain't beat that man going down the track.
Oh,
I had that man turn his shit up. He turned his shit up for me.
Go ahead, man.
Well, you can call it what you want. I'm telling you.
That's the latest on
But y'all hooped and hollered. Yeah, we did something that you couldn't do. I ran the man on the motor. But it's all good winners win. But y'all going to see come Saturday with Benji. I already got Benji locked in already. He already liking everything I do, so I know he's scared of me. Everything I put up, even when I say something against y'all, Pete, he liking it.
Oh, yeah,
you don't believe
me?
I sent it to you.
Hey, JB. I'm going to act like I ain't even hear that bullshit right there.
Yeah, I'm only telling you the truth.
I can send it to you. I'm going right now. Look it up. If I see him liking it, I'm going to call him right now.
Wait, no. Let's bet some money. I odd the money. $5, my $10 to your $5 for every time he liked something I said to you.
Come on.
Is that a bet?
I'm going to go check this bullshit.
No. Is it a bet? I'm odd the money.
And I said maybe because you might be telling the truth. I might need to go do something.
No. I'm telling the truth. I'm odd the money. My word good. Remember, I bet you lost. You loaned me the money. I bet again. Right there, that's right, and gave you money right back. So my word, good, 10 to 5.
Nah, I ain't gonna say that because every time.
I got a question. While we're on the phone with Rick and Styles, well, why would you say Carlos been kind of secretive? What's up? You got a little nerves, huh?
He way nervous.
Hey, look. Let me tell you something. You got a better chance of hitting the lottery than Carlos do beating Kenny. Watch the ass from the
man. Y'all just
and you saying that why? Because you ain't seen the man car run.
I don't even need to see the car run.
But basically, that's why you're saying what you're saying, though. Because
I'm not seeing it run. I don't need to see the car.
Because they're fearing it.
I don't need to see it. I don't care what he got in it. We ain't scared of that car.
Let me tell you why he ain't scared of the car. Because he ain't sitting beside it. That's why. He ain't sitting beside it. I tell you what, Kenny worried about it. It's like this. If you're supposed to run somebody or fight somebody or something, and you ain't see who you're supposed to fight, you're a fool if you ain't worried. You lying if you ain't worried. You don't even know what he's coming with. Here's the thing. How are you going to prepare? I know y'all be talking about, I'm going to run my lane. Okay, so I guess y'all ran y'all lane when y'all ran Dobbs and Kenny sat on that damn line and didn't move. You know what I mean?
Oh,
that's some bullshit. Man, I don't want to hear that bullshit. Ho, ho. But y'all, like you say, y'all got the tune. Y'all got it. Man, I don't want to hear that BS. When I was telling you my nights wasn't working and it wasn't working, y'all wouldn't let me hold y'all that bullshit.
I know your nights didn't work when you ran us last time.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah. Okay, you knew how to tore y'all ass up, but it's all good. Y'all won. We fine. But we talking about what college. Y'all keep on thinking. Keep on slipping. One thing is, he ran against a lot of the best. I ain't never had no pressure on y'all. And for one thing, he ain't going to cut no tree down on Carlos. I don't care if Carlos got a 528 in there. Carlos going to take the tree. You already know that. And once he takes the tree, Kenny going to just drop his draws.
Kenny be laughing, lean back, you know why? Smooth sailing. Ain't got no worries. Yeah.
Okay. You want to bet on the tree? You want to bet on the tree? I add the money on the tree.
You said that.
Huh? There you go. That's 10 to 20. My 20 to your 10.
You got it.
That's a bet. Man, I'm going to have to write all this down because, man, I'm going to need a secretary to write all this mess down. I got so much going on.
I need to figure out who the mystery car is that they're bringing over here.
Look, we ain't worried about that. Wendell ain't worried about that. It doesn't matter. They still got to go A to B. We ain't worried about that. We try to get them the same deal to get them to run that watermelon truck. All of them told us they couldn't beat it. Rick beat the man without. Allen wanted him, and Kenny was scared to run him.
Kenny had his motor. His motor was in the shop, man, when y'all had to go to mother truck.
Okay, whatever. Man, you know what? It's all good. We're talking to the... Okay, all right. Okay, it's all good. Well, Saturday coming, boy. I can't wait to see y'all faces. I can't wait to see y'all. And you know y'all parked right next to us. Y'all ain't parking way down there by the gas pumps and nothing. Y'all going to park right beside us. Y'all ain't going nowhere.
Oh,
Man, we
just to let y'all know. Yeah, okay, shit. Yeah, whatever.
You ain't on no shit tonight. I told you they was going to get on here and light your ass up.
Hey, look, the only thing he doing is blow a lot of hot air. You watch come Saturday.
Yeah. And you know what?
That shit hit the fan.
You okay? All right, you make sure you
come in the track. Had eight of the baddest motherfuckers there. Watch this. You gonna eight of the baddest motherfuckers there.
Pete, man, you know what? They did right by having you be the mouthpiece, because if Kenny was on here, we'll light them up. Kenny worried about them red light bulbs.
Hey, I'm going to let you, hold on, since you let me turn on the reaction, I'm going to let you tell me when if Carlos leaves first, Kenny run around.
Oh, that's a bet. I'll take that.
I'll bet you Kenny go around him before he get to Dave's mouth.
Wait a minute, let's dip this though. If Carlos break, we ain't counting that as no go around. We talking about racing. Huh?
Well,
let's do it like that.
Get your combo. Kenny might break. I ain't worried about it. Fuck, I just lose if we do.
Okay, well, fuck, leave it like it is. You got that back. You got that back. You know, I'm going to have my tablet out. And we're going to write all this shit down because we're going to have enough time.
Hey,
make sure y'all get there early.
Yo.
Keep them in favor.
What's that?
That is 8 Mile with your camera. I guarantee you they won't be in the same frame. You take a picture of Kenny and Carlos won't be nowhere in it.
Man, you know, I guarantee you they had them carburetor problems again. Watch. Oh, we stumbled. Okay. Yeah, it's always fixed on a test pass. It's always fixed on a test pass. Come race day. Y'all had problems.
Well, hold on. Let's bet on the gap, too, then. Fuck it.
You just got choked, boy. Man,
I'm betting on the gap right now.
Bet another 20 on the gap.
You got it.
Okay. Man, oh, man, boy. Y'all just, man. And how y'all figure? Luke can't be Ricky Fox?
Hello. Hey, Styles.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, I got somebody that's locked in to run somebody on the hill. I don't really know this guy very well, but I think his name is Horse.
Yeah, that's
who? Hey, what's up, Horse?
What it look like, man? Hey, look, man. I'm a small giant. I'm gonna grow real big, man. On the big end, man. I'm just trying to do something real slight to my man AJ. That's it. Get him, Horse. Yeah, that's it, man. Y'all know I don't be too much, man. I'm coming out the stable, man, and I'm going right back, man.
I got Horse on the tree and carrying him through the quarter.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's all we're going to do, man. Then we going back where we came from, man. We started on the bottom, now we're here, man.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Glad to have you aboard, man. Glad to get you up there.
Yeah, man, that's it, man. We ain't me and Pops, man, we know that's it, man.
Yeah, show that young boy. I don't know why he called y'all out like that, but he gonna learn today.
Yeah, I that's all we gonna do, man. That's it, man. And I'm gonna hit the mute button, man. I'm gonna let y'all get y'all talk on, man.
Hey, Hoss, I got one question for you. Hold up, Hoss. Hey, now educate me. We going to 8 Mile or we going deep waters? Which way are we
deep
walking?
Deep waters. Right?
Man, huh? Youngblood said he want me on both hands, so I'm going to give it to him, man.
All right.
That's it, man. That's it, man.
All right.
That's it. We're going to have life jackets on sale, too.
Yeah. Yeah, my man.
That's right. Hey, I'm going to get one tomorrow. Trust me. I will be wearing one.
Man,
we're going to have a good show, man. As long as it rain, we're going to have a good show on both hands, man.
Oh, it's going to hold off.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, let me touch on that real quick. I talked to Mr. Bradshaw today, and the way things look, it looks like it might pass. But if not, we'll hook the jet dry up. Mark Wessler was the man at VMP. When the pro stock cars 6 years ago were on 640s, he was the man that figured out how to prep a racetrack. and he's been brought in the whole weekend. So I'm excited. He called today, and we have a guy at Andrews. He called today, and he said, you boys better get ready because you're going to have a busy day. So we get through the clouds in the morning, from what I see, to about 12, and then from 1 to 7, the sun's out. So by that time, the horsemen will take that paddle to their ass. And once we get that paddle on their ass, and the horse and AJ and Michi and Ice, and, man, it's just so many good people, you know, and Styles, man. I tell you, I give him hell. I cuss him. I call him everything but his name. But goddamn, he gets some shit set up, you know, and I got to thank him, man. He goes the whole metro area grudge, the horsemen. You know, I got to thank all you guys. I talk shit to y'all, but at the end of the day, you know, the people over here, myself, we appreciate everything that's going down. And I just got a text from brother-in-law Charlie Brown, and he told me to let y'all know over on the horseman stable that Benji, once he get Rick in the car to get a shakedown, Benji's ass is done. Tell Benji we still got that barbecue on sale that we're going to bet. We betting a chicken sandwich. So, Benji, and I ain't giving your ass nothing. You don't need no chicken. You need the damn diet Pepsi.
It's
going to
be a lot of, it's gonna be a lot of horse hoofs for somebody's ass. That's all I know.
I'm going to bring me, you know what, I'm going to bring me a bale of hay, too.
Hey, JB.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, Styles, I forgot one thing. The wifey's been on me about this. I messed up the race with you and her. I had to put the car in the shop. So when we get through this weekend, she says she still got to light your ass up. I mean, we got to go back to our normal fighting after this week with the horsemen. So she told me I got to pay your way into the track with the BMW next Friday night, and we going to light your ass up there. You hear me? She said your ass is done. So
y'all better hurry up because he's about to go in the shop and get some upgrades.
Oh, you getting upgrades on it?
No, I ain't going to do it yet. I ain't went in Birdshot yet. But Rick Siegel want to put some upgrades on that twin turbo, so y'all better get me before I get it in there.
Hey, CP, we still fight like hell over here, but when y'all's ass come across that bridge, we on your ass like a polyester suit. You hear me?
And AP, can you get Dirty Reds to come up here, too?
Which one are you talking about?
It don't matter which one. Both of them, the one in Virginia and the other one with the Chevy, too.
Oh, you mean, I don't know. That's Nasty Boy's number three, and I don't know.
Yeah,
but they
say his motor out the car, so we ain't worrying about him. But Buck, he's up with the red one.
Yeah, I call him all day.
Yeah, hey, tell him to come on up.
Text Greg Medley back and tell him I said, kiss my ass. He going there. Tell him he going to send me a text. Yo, black ass going down. I know I'm black every day I wake up. I can tell when I wash my ugly ass face. But his ass, I can't. Tell him he's standing up there next to you. I'm going to put that paddle on his ass, too. You
hear me? JT gonna put some sport on Rick's ass, even when you live for a long time. Whoa, we're gonna put the stink on it, damn.
Hey, y'all, well, I got
man,
to go.
I cannot.
See y'all.
Hey, Pete. What are Rick gonna do to JC? Say it again. Rick gonna do what?
Nah, I said JC gonna put some sport on that ass, bro. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Man, y'all gotta be crazy. Man, if y'all, for real, I can't even see that happening. I can't. JC gonna have so much pressure on him, it's gonna be unreal.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why he thinks why.
Well, guess what?
What?
Somebody gonna lead at 2-1, so or 3-0 or 2-1. It's not gonna be no tie, so it means who lead it, somebody gonna be up on another one. Right now it's 1-0, and they're gonna do two races Saturday. So it was gonna be 3-0, or somebody gonna be 2-1. So somebody still had an upper hand when they
needed. Shit. Yeah, okay. But you know what's going to be messed up? We run the tables on y'all. I really don't see us losing now. But I know anything can happen. But I don't see us really, for real,
hey,
I can
man,
see us running the tables on y'all.
Man, the first race that go down is going to be a loss.
And which one is that?
I guess Copperhead and Kenny will be the first two. That's going to be a loss right
there. Man, are you serious? Man, Copperhead got his number. We can read his number backwards. Man, you got to be crazy. That ain't even going to happen. That's not going to happen. Bet 20 on that, Pete. What the hell? Give me 20 on every race, Pete. 20 on every race. You know,
every race,
every race is 20 on.
On every race, too, Pete. Hell, I'm in with Wayne Bird.
Man, look, let me tell you something. I take all that free money I can get. Y'all just bring all the. Man, I need all this money, so y'all come give it to me.
You might not, and you might not have no money to get across the bridge.
Nah,
well,
I'm
not
gonna ride with somebody.
Somebody gonna
get mad
and
ride back across home.
Yeah, you better ride. I mean,
I tell you what, man. With all them horses over there, if I don't get a ride back home, we're gonna have a problem when I do get home.
Hey, Pete.
What you gonna do?
Hey, Pete, the family still coming up?
Yeah, they're coming up, yeah. Yeah.
I'm so good to see you lose.
Man.
You think so?
You know what? We should.
And look, I'm bringing my family so I can show them every car I have that we're gonna kick next year. I'm gonna take this one and that one over there and that one. These bitches on our list right here. We're going to get all of them.
Hey, Pete, you going to do like Omar Hall used to do back in the day? When y'all come to the track, he'd be pointing at all the cars. I want that one, and that one to go first.
I'm going to point them all out. And they would probably be like, God damn, man, what the hell you even got us into? Don't worry about nothing. I'm going to get a load of it. I'm going to drive a load of it.
Yeah.
If someone will be there that we already killed, I'm going to say, well, we already killed him, but he probably wants some more. So we're going to get into
JB.
You know we get lane choice, right, because we're the home team, right?
Excuse me?
What'd you say?
I said you know we get lane choice because we're the home team. That's how it went. Read the contract. We get lane choice. That's small print.
Man, I got JB. JB, I'm going back in the books. Hey, these boys have put some sport on me. I tell you, I go back and read the fine print. They done put some sport on me.
You better read it. It's
there.
Look, I knew something was wrong when they made me sign that contract in the dark. They made me sign that in the dark. I said, I knew something was wrong right then.
Hey, JB, call Jeff Rogers. He want to get on bad to cuss Pete out.
Why don't come
on,
bro?
Yeah, get him on here. Yeah, you called that.
Hey, Meechie just called out Black Diamond. Can y'all get in touch with Black Diamond? Little Meechie Butler want to run him. See if you can work that out for us. I know you got everybody's number.
Yeah. I call him. I call Little Bozo.
Hey.
I call Bozo. Period.
Hey, Wicked Bird.
Yeah.
I just got a message from Mark Jones. I'm going to make Styles donate his shit to Melwood.
That's a good one. That's a good
Hey, JB.
Yo.
JB, go to the quarter mile, Mark. I'm going to bet Styles $20 that when Mark Jones comes to the quarter, if we take a picture, he won't be in the same frame.
You're right. Hey, Pete, are you for real?
I bet you Mark Jones gabbed you. I bet you gabbed
you. Boy, that's a bet. You know I'm giving him the back tie, right?
I don't give you one of the other ones, but he gonna gab you.
Now, you know what? Y'all just betting because y'all betting crazy money. Because y'all just crazy with money. But I'll take it.
Hey, man, it's almost the last 3 weeks of the year.
What a bang. I know. You got to go out with a bang. You got that right. And Honeycutt and Jeff, oh my goodness.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Yeah, because Jeff ain't going to lift. Jeff will be going side to side.
Your call has been
lift.
Forwarded to an automated voice messaging
Martha,
system.
That's
Jeff Rogers.
In the caller box.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Well, I guess we have to hit him up a little later. I hit him up, but he ain't answering.
He in the call box to me.
That's gonna be a good race. That's gonna be a good race. My prediction is, I like Robbie with the way with the whole shot. That's just my prediction. I feel that.
Man, you got Honeycutt ain't used to no doggone capital. Ain't nothing wrong with it, but it's still something about that hill. When people come up on that hill.
It's up to the man that's setting the stuff to make the car go. That's the man that makes it go. Honeycutt is driving.
No, it's going to take the driver, too.
Hey,
your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
That's my opinion. I feel like he's going to win on a whole shot. I feel like he's going to leave.
No, that's fine. That's cool. But you know Jeff got that mind now, man, to beat a nigga.
He wanted to call back in. Maybe he's going to answer.
No, he in the caller box. Hey, Jay Lee.
He just dropped. So I'm trying to call him in.
Oh, thank you. You the CBS announcer or something? Like, you got all the answers to what's the hell going to happen down there on Saturday.
Yeah, give Pete the microphone anyway.
Yeah, shit, I'm going to give it to him, too, goddamn, right outside his head every time we win.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah. Let him announce it. And,
family going to be there. I can't mess with all them damn halls in one place. You hear me?
Do we have the man known as Jeff Rogers in the queue? Jeff Rogers. Yeah, there you go. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, buddy?
All right. I was told to call you in that you had something to say.
To Honeycomb.
I always got something to say. I was trying to get through there a couple minutes ago, but they said the damn whole show was full. Nobody else could get in.
We made sure you get in.
I got you. Well, yeah, tell them other big mouth summits to come to my trailer. They can bet a little bit, too.
That's what I'm talking about. See?
Don't worry about somebody can cut a light. That motherfucker can't drive. He got a fucking trans brake button. Anybody let a motherfucking button go. Let the clutch out, see how good he can drive.
There you go.
You got a two-speed, and you let the trans brake button go. Oh, he cut a light. Come on, motherfucker. Yeah, you might as well put a goddamn dolly box in the motherfucker.
And he got an extra shifter to shift in the high gear.
Yeah.
Nigga, Sal, you crazy motherfucker. Oh, hey, Sal, you talking. Hold on, Tom.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message.
But I don't use it.
To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. To continue recording where you left off, press 4.
Hey, hold on. Let me get rid of that. It was leaving a message for the executioner. Hold on.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. To continue recording where you left off, press 4.
Them guys with them press calls, they don't give us guys automatic, no respect.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. To continue recording where you left off, press 4.
JB, get that out of there, man.
Yeah, hold on.
Sorry, you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Please try again later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Man, hey JB.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
I have a question for you. This Pete guy over at the Horseman, he kind of bet me $20 that Honeycutt gonna take you out. So I wanted to see if you wanted to bet 10 with me, so we could split the 20 and throw it at him after you knock him in the head.
What's the name?
Pete guy from the horse. Yeah, sweet.
Y'all are calling repeat.
Put it on Facebook today. I thought, man, he went and robbed Bank of America. He had all them $100 bills.
I bet. I take the bet.
All right. I got it covered. So
you cut one.
He caught one good light. Now he's a driver of the year.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Jeff, which y'all going, a quarter or the eighth?
I don't care. I can run into the 60-foot. I don't give a fuck. I'm tired of hearing about his mouth. But,
yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to run a quarter mile. He said he don't run quarter mile, but he was short enough down in Bud's Creek last week